please, grace and peace this evening. Blessings, blessings to everyone this evening. This is Elder Sabrina Lopez. So honored to share with you tonight with our prophetic prayer boost, our Bishop Nixon. He's sending his blessings and his love to each and every one of you this evening. We're asking each and every one of you this evening to join us, who have joined us tonight, to keep our Bishop Nixon covered in prayer. He's recovering from an extensive week of ministry assignments. And this evening, we're asking you all to keep sending blessings and strength through the airways to our bishop as he restores himself, and as he regenerates, and he's built up with strength, and he's just resting and being replenished by our loving Father's hand. So we're so thankful and we're so grateful for our bishop and how God has just blessed him, and God will continue to keep him. So tonight, I am so honored to come before you again tonight. And we have been, and we will continue in our month's focus, that we have been dealing on what matters. We're focusing on what matters the most. We're coming together, realizing what exactly matters, what things that we hold significance, and what's important, what things that we have that are pertaining to our situation and our issues and our concerns, things that hold weight, things that have substance, things that are of value. We're asking tonight, what things that we should be focused on, and what should we be careful about? What should we be giving our energy to? What really matters? What conversations matter the most? What is really important? What's really important, and what we must be very careful about, is how we spend our precious time, because it really matters. And we must be so aware that in this season, that we can't get tricked, or we can't be fooled by any roadblocks or any pitfalls or any things that may be set up in the road to go before us and to stop us from the momentum of moving forward and in the assignment, in the task, in the placement that God has given us. In this season and in this hour, the things that matter are what God wants for us, what he has already ordained and set in motion for our lives, and what is his plan and his will for our lives. And God is so amazing. He maps it out from the back to the front. He knows the sides and the ends. He knows the middle. And we want to be connected like that. We want to be so equipped and armed and ready in this season. This is a season you can't be unprepared. You can't go out not fully dressed with the armor no more. You can't get away now in this season with not being ready and not being armed to do the assignment, to do our assignment. So we come together tonight to find out and search each, not each other, but we're doing a soul search, saying, are we equipped? Are we ready? Are we ready to do the full works of the ministry? Are we fulfilling the great commission that he told us to go ye therefore in all the world? Are we able? Are we able to keep his statutes and laws? Are we keeping focus on what really matters? What's going on in our lives? Are we remaining established and sustained in our lives? What is really mattering? What really matters is, in this season, our ear gates have to be so open. We must hear from God. We must know the voice of God. We must take the roadmap, which is the Bible, what he has given us. And I know when most of us who grew up in Sunday school, we never forget. We learned a song. It said the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for us. It's the Bible that we must have, his word written in our heart, that we may not sin against him. It's his will and it's his plan that God has for us. We must have his word, the road map. It's the map for our lives. I know now we have new technology where you can just talk to Waze and it opens up and it takes you where you're going, but you're depending on a voice that's behind the voice. In this season, we need to know his voice, and that's the voice you need to follow. That's the voice you need to be in tune with. That's the voice you need to hear. Why? Because we need to be filled with instructions in this hour. We need to know the answers this hour that's being downloaded directly from heaven. We need wisdom and we need knowledge and we need hindsight and foresight from God to know that we're working in accuracy with his word, that his will and his way is being established in the earth. We need to know what really matters. We need to really know that who God has called us to be. He's called us to be salt and light in the earth. He's called us to be his agents of change in the earth. He's called us to be people of substance and to be people that carry this great gospel. What matters? What matters is that we be full of God's glory, that we be full of his presence, that his word would be hid in our hearts, that we would not sin against him. What matters is that we would not live beneath our privileges as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Don't you know we're royalty? We're not better, we're just royalty. God has stamped us, he sealed us. And this is the hour, this is the hour that we must be so aware of the roadblocks that the enemy has strategically placed. He's strategically put them in placement. We must be so careful of the pitfalls that come to stop you from your momentum and your traction, that comes to distract you, that comes to take your mind off course, that comes to disorientate you. We must be so very careful of how sometimes little things, idiosyncrasies, things come to frustrate us from the assignment of God. Don't you know you have been chosen? You have been chosen, and in the earth you have been chosen to reign and to reign in him and to carry this great gospel. This is the hour that we have to be so watchful, watchful of distractions. This is the hour that we have to pursue and go hard after God. This is the hour that we have to have our eyes and our ears and our minds and our spirit open to hear. The word says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is expressively speaking, but are we hearing? Can we hear him? Can we hear what he's saying to us? This is the hour that his will and his purpose must remain inside of us, that we may be able to pursue, and not just pursue and go forth, but we must apprehend everything that God has told us that belongs to us. This is the hour for the sons and the daughters of God to arise. Didn't you know that we are the light of the world? Didn't you know that he has put a mantle inside of us? All of us, all different kinds of gifts and talents. God has put that inside of us that we may be his hands and his feet, his voice. In this hour and in this season, God has already given us everything we need. We have to keep seeking for the knowledge of God and the insight of God and the wisdom of God. Why? Because we wanted to do the very works of his hands. We want to do his works in accuracy. We want to achieve the results that men may come to God, they may know him, that lives may be reformed, that lives may be changed, that his glory may be fulfilled in the earth. In this season, we must be wise as a dove, full of wisdom that we may see, and not just see what's in front of us, but be able to see in the spirit, be able to have hindsight and foresight and understanding and revelation and illumination of what's happening. This is the season where we must be swift to hear and set a watch before the doors of our lips. We have to be so careful what comes out of our mouth, because it's loaded with power, or it's loaded with pain. It's loaded with purpose, or it's loaded with words that will change and reform a nation. We must allow the Holy Spirit of God to filter our words, bridle our tongues, that we may say what's edifying, that we may say what's uplifting. This is the hour that we got to be pushing and propelling one another to the things of God. This is the hour that what we say and do, it so matters. It so matters. This is the hour that we must stay focused, looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Why? Because it's already been established in heaven, and now it must be established upon the earth. This is the hour that we must keep focusing on what really matters, the heart matters of our God. The Bible tells us to be careful for nothing. This is the hour that we can't deviate from what really matters. It's God's word. It's God's plan. It's God's assignment that he's ordained individually for us, whether it's in his house, whether it's in the marketplace, whether it's in the storehouse. There is a plan that God has for his people, and there is a placement that we must remain in, that we may be able to disciple and reach and mentor and model this great gospel. We have been called to be agents of change. We have a vow to keep. We have a God to glorify. In this season, we must know who we belong to. We must know our inheritance. And we have to be reminded how the Father loves us. And I know I go back to another song, and I'm teaching my grandbaby it now. It says, oh, how he loves us. We must know that we are the apple of God's eye, and what we do and what we say matters. We are his beloved. We have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. We have been called to walk in the light, because he is the light. And we have been called, as I said earlier, to be salt and light, to be salt and light. It so matters. It so matters what we are and what they see. It so matters that we model and we represent our God, who is gracious and who is kind and who is favorable, who's all-knowing and all-seeing, who's here and there and everywhere. I've come to tell you this evening that you matter, that you are so important. And in this season, we must keep gathering and keep drawing strength from one another. We must continue to let the peace of God remain in us and on us. We have to continually to do the very works of his hand, to do the works of the ministry. Why? Because we have been ordained by God. We have been chosen by God. He has set it all in motion for us. So tonight we prostrate our hearts before him, and we come together that we may pray and intercede. So Father, in the name of Jesus, this evening we come to say thank you. Thank you for another day, for this is a day that we have never seen before. This day that you have blessed us with. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity that we had today to be your salt and light. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity we have today to give you all glory, honor, and praise to your holy and righteous name. Father, we want to say thank you, because it's your loving eyes that are going to and fro, that's watching over us and keeping us and guiding us and directing us. We thank you, Father, because you've been so good. You've been so gracious and you've been so kind, oh God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, Father. You didn't have to watch over over us, but you did, Father. Father, we want to come to say thank you this evening, oh God, for all of the petitions that have been given tonight from your children, oh God. Father, together tonight as we touch and agree, we're touching and agreeing, oh God, for our sister Diane Hodge and our sister Sandra Morris and our sister Tate and our sister Cooper and our sister Tompkins. We're touching for our sister Kelly. We're touching for Alita Amdepro, and we're touching for Monique Parrish. We're touching for Sister Everett. We're touching for Mother Stafford, Mother Silvers. We're touching, oh God, for Merritt and Tajma and Maletti Friedman tonight. We're touching for Robert and Terry Souls. We're touching for Diamond Michaels. We're touching for Sanika Munez. We're touching for Alana Lewis. We're touching for Lorraine Williams. We're touching for Barbara Harrison and Cheryl Tapper. We're touching for Denise Bryan Brooks and Michelle Smith. We're touching and agreeing for Shamar Abdullah and Deborah Johnson and Redona Johnson and Jeanette Durbin. We're touching for Manja Williams Lester. We're touching for Annette Williams and Rochelle. We're touching for God, for Michelle Maxwell. We're touching for Celeste Johnson and Verna Smith and Justin Mack and Redona Archibald and Renee McClinics-Michaels and Elaine Weathersmooth and Priscilla Smith and Derek Dominique and Kingamong Rockmore and Ruth Alling and Ralph Everett. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're touching for everyone has sinned in their prayers and requests. We, your people, we, the body of Christ. God, you said where there are two or three gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So, Father, we know you're here, and we're asking you that your spirit and your power and your anointing would rest upon every petition. God, you know our hearts. You know their hearts cry. You know their burdens. You know their frustrations. You know their needs and you know their desires, and there's nothing you cannot fix. So Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, that this night, oh God, you shall minister and you shall impart unto them. God, we send peace to every airwave. We send hope, oh God. We send your strength and we send your power, oh God. We're connecting with our brothers and sisters, and God, knowing that when we connect, there's power in the room. God, we send your impartation, oh God, wherever they may be, whether they're driving, whether they're in their car, whether they're in their homes, oh God, or they're in their offices. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would send the fire of your Holy Spirit to consume out everything that's not like you. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would encourage their hearts and their spirits and their minds. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you, oh God, will continue, oh God, as you're doing. You're making intercessions for us, oh God. We pray that you will cover their hearts, oh God. We pray that you would cover their ear gates, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they would be saturated with your glory, saturated with your presence. You said that children, that healing was the children's bread. So we thank you for the healing manifested through the airwaves, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would wipe every dry, every crying eye, oh God. Your word declares that you are bottling up their tears, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who are concerned and who are weary, who are complex, oh God, who are perplexed, oh God. We pray that they will know, oh God, that every tear, oh God, every tear that has been shed, oh God, that you have it in the bottle, oh God. And when the timing is right, when your set time and your set order has come, God, you're going to pour it out, oh God. And according to your word, God, when you start pouring, oh God, you're pouring out blessings, and your word declares that there shall not be room. There shall not be room enough to receive it. So, Father, tonight we gather and we say, pour the oil upon your people, oh God. Pour out your spirit upon them, oh God. Don't allow their hearts to fret. Don't allow their hearts to be troubled, oh God. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, because you hear every cry. You hear every groan. You know every petition. You know every need. You know every desire, because we are your children, oh God. And God, we continue to lift you up, oh God. We continue to lift you up with one heart and one mind, oh God, in agreement, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, because according to your word, you know the petition before we wrote it. And God, because you are that God, that loving God, you heard the request, Father. And God, we know that you will supply the needs. And God, you're so beautiful and you're so wonderful. Your word only says not only you will supply our needs, you will give us the desires of our heart. So tonight, God, I thank you for giving your people the desires of your heart. I thank you for giving you them the desires of their heart, oh God. I thank you for making everything and all things well, Father. I thank you, Father, that we're going to continue to stand on your word. When you said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of your word would no wise pass. So your word is true and your word is over our lives and your word is now in our tongue. So Father, we thank you and we declare that your living word is in us, oh God, and we shall live. We shall live to do the very works of your hand, oh God. We shall continue to unite our hearts. We shall continue to unite our hearts and minds together. We will continue to make intercessions for our brethren, oh God, and our sisters. We will continue to make intercessions for the nation, for the government and the leadership. We will continue to declare what your word has said over our lives, oh God, that you, God, you are for us, oh God. And if God be for us, who can be against us? So we thank you, Father, that we are going to walk by faith and not by sight, because it's never what it looks like, because you're working things out. You're working all matters out. It's this and that and everything that's concerning us. You're working all things out, and we come to thank you tonight that we know you're working all things out. So Father, in this season, we're going to trust you, and we're not going to lean to our own understanding, oh God, but we're going to walk by faith. And sometimes we walk by blind faith because we see it in the spirit and we're pulling it down, oh God, by faith, knowing, God, that you are God, that you never falter and you never fail, knowing, God, that it's just a trying of our faith, knowing, God, that we peeped in the back of the book, and God, we win. We are winners, God. So God, no matter what comes, no matter what stands upon us, no matter what stands before us, we declare your word over our lives. We have your word hidden in our heart that we may not sin against you. God, we know that you are ordering our footsteps. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And Father, we're going to hold on to the word of the Lord. We're going to trust in you, oh God. So God, lift every heavy burden. Lift every heart tonight, oh God. Let them know that we walk by faith and not by sight. Let them know in the spirit it's already done. It's already manifested. It's already happening. We shall receive a harvest. We shall have a harvest. We shall. Because every shall in your word is loaded. So every time we see the word shall, that means something has to come behind it. And because you love us, because you care, because you're always there, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, we pray in this season that we would get so connected. We would get so connected in the spirit that no matter what happens, no matter which way we sway, that our hope and our trust is in you, because you are a miracle worker. And it's all in your timing. It's all in your season. So we're going to wait and we're going to trust. We're going to walk. We're going to work while we're waiting. We're going to intercede while we're waiting. We're going to rejoice while we're waiting. We're going to trust while we're waiting. We're going to keep believing while we're waiting. We're going to witness while we're waiting. Why? Because you are our God and you know all things. And oh God, I'll say it again, oh God, no matter what it looks like, oh God, because sometimes, God, we don't see spiritually, but no matter what it looks like, you're working it all out. You're working it for our good. So what matters is that we stay rooted and grounded, that we stay rooted and grounded in your word. What matters is that we eat the whole loaf of your word. What matters is that we would take time out and sit before you to hear. God, open our ear gates that we may hear what your spirit is saying, oh God. What matters is that we be salt and light. What matters is that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So Father, I pray every time there's a challenge, every time there's a test, every time there's an obstacle that comes in the road, yes, we may throw our hands up. Yes, we may sit down. Yes, we may cry. But then we're going to look up and see God. We're going to look up and see God and say, God, I know you got this. I know you got this. So let me position myself. So God, I pray that we will position ourselves with your word. We will position ourselves with your word despite the circumstances of what we see. Because according to your word, I peeked in the back of the book and it said we win.
We are winners over circumstances, and we are overcomers. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that we are victorious and that we are winners and we win. I thank you in the name of Jesus for your healing virtue that is through these airwaves that is healing your people. I thank you for the testimonies and the miracles and signs and wonders that we shall see in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.